Joseph.
Wow, welcome, welcome, and welcome again. This is the very first and inaugural edition of Northern Exposure, and I am your one and only host, Acacia Mason. And for those who are keeping score, the opening music for today's podcast, if you don't already recognize the song, it's new music. Song is called One Life Stand, and the artists are Longo and Wainwright. It features Craig Smart. You can find this music on YouTube if you want to listen live, or if you really like this particular song and want to download it for yourself, dial yourself over to iTunes and plug in Longo and Wainwright or One Life Stand, and you will definitely find it. It is new music, and I hope you enjoyed it. So, this is the inaugural edition, and I'd like to formally welcome you once again. We have a very good and strong set format here, and I'm just going to quickly share that with you for those who have not already dialed into the article and seen that. Obviously, we're going to start with some opening music, and we will choose a quick snippet of a song, 30 to 45 seconds, and we'll give you the information on who that song and artist was right at the opening. Second on the agenda, we will go through Around the Horn, which will take a quick look at the news for the week and who made it, a short overview of the top news stories of the week, the author who wrote them, and the newspaper names, so you can go and find those articles and subscribe for yourself if you feel so inclined. We'll also do some news for noobs to help our new players to get some information and some knowledge that will help them become much better players and stronger players within the game. And, of course, we are going to do some hometown heroes, which will give us an opportunity to focus on our hometown heroes, and that'll give us a chance to profile an e-Canadian of one form or another. We'll hopefully have an opportunity to PM that individual, and if they don't get a chance to reply, we're going to profile them anyway based on what I know about them and looking at their bio and their awards and so on and so forth, and that'll give us an opportunity to introduce you to some of the e-Canadians, both high and low profile. Maybe you can add them to your friends list and get to know them a little bit better. Moving right along, we will jump right into rapid fire, and each week one citizen will also be PM'd with 10 random questions, nothing too personal, and those answers will be shared. We'll move on then to They Said It, a quick hit of some of the most interesting, funny, bizarre, or whatever's in between, some of the quotes found on other people's articles. But just remember, they said it. We're going to move in after that to This and That, which will be a hodgepodge of my own personal thoughts and comments on whatever topic I decide for that particular week. Then we'll move into some closing quotes or poetry, something perhaps a little more fun, a little bit more interesting. And at the end of that, we will give you some more closing music, which will probably give another 30, 45 seconds of the song that we started with. So with that in mind, let's jump right into Around the Horn. And there is some interesting news articles out there. I'm going to start with the first one I came across, which was written by, pardon my pronunciation, Aishan Daxius with the Democratic Action League, and he wrote an article called The Newest Module. It is a satire on the admins and the modules that they're slowly releasing. It's very funny. A lot of hard work and effort obviously went into the graphics portion of this. The TLDR version, satire of the modules that are being released in preparation for V2. In this particular case, Aishan is having a little bit of fun, perhaps releasing a module of his own, including the module. You have to see it to believe it. It's definitely a good read, very funny, well worth checking out. Got over 100 votes in eCanada, so I'm clearly not the only one who thought that this was a great little article that was written up, so check that out. Props as well to Addy Lawrence, for who's running for country president. He announced that he's running for country president, and it's interesting. The title of the article is Addy Lawrence in a Clean Campaign for Country President on June the 5th. If you have not checked out Addie Lawrence's newspaper before, I strongly recommend you to do so. He has consistently made my particular top 10 list of favorite newspapers in the country, and well worth checking out, no doubt about that. However, it's exciting to note that Addie is now announced that he's going to be running for country president. Very, very exciting, a very experienced and seasoned individual, and what you will get out of that is an opportunity to get a feel for the wall of texts, as he calls them, that are going to be forthcoming. And at the same time, you'll get some insight into the man himself and what he could bring in terms of his role as country president. So if you haven't already done so, look up Addie Lawrence, find his newspaper, check it out, subscribe. Guy is a great writer, a brilliant economist, and he's got a great little series going on right now as he preps himself for the country presidency. Now, moving right along, I found, again, in my list of articles that I found very interesting, and again, I picked five articles. I'm going to probably try to stick to picking five articles per week. Definitely worth checking out is the TNS Revolution. It's not illegal, but it's unethical. And this is a Cypher-RAL project. Definitely want to check this out. The TNS Revolution is something I'm very, very interested in. To me, it gives me the feel that perhaps this is a look at some of the things that are going on or some of the things that we're seeing that are not necessarily illegal, but definitely unethical, or there's some questions about what's going on. At the end of the day, for me, this feels like an article in a revolution that's going to push the idea of having ethical behavior, keeping government accountable, keeping private citizens accountable, keeping government ministers accountable, whatever the case may be. I'm really excited by this, and I'm excited to see this party formed. I think there's a lot of good stuff that's going to come out of that. Props to Cypher for putting it together. There was a great lead up for this launch. If you didn't get a chance to check it out, you probably saw numerous shouts or articles or, you know, mentions of the fact it's coming. And I kind of stole that from him, and I know I stole that it's coming thing when I put my article out there about, you know, 3 days and so on and so forth. But anyway, props to Cypher for putting this together. You'll want to check that out. Subscribe to his paper as well. He's a member of the TCO, so definitely going to get a different perspective there, and well worth checking out. So give that a looky-see and see what you think of that. I also want to touch on another article from an author who also remains one of my favorites. He, too, is a top 10, for me, top 10 favorite newspapers. He made my top 10 favorite newspapers list. This is an article by Rigor 6, and if you haven't checked it out, his paper, Spem Read Exit, he wrote an article called Invictus and the Player's Dilemma. And I love Rigor 6 because he made my life so much easier when I saw this article, and then he put together a little paragraph of the TLDR version of the article. Here's my suggestion. Go through, read the entire thing. Don't skip to the, you know, to the Coles Notes version at the bottom. It's a great read. Rigor 6 is a great writer. Again, one of my favorite journalists, so definitely want to check that one out. Here, however, is the TLDR version at the bottom for those who you know, maybe don't have the time to go and check it out just yet, but you definitely want to go check this out. The e-life offers many opportunities to expand your experience both in-game and in the extra game, which the forums represent. Don't feel you have to do any of them. You're the consumer. They are offering something to you. If it adds to your enjoyment, do it. If it doesn't, don't. At the end of the day, the people in charge of those aspects have to decide if they're going to change what they offer to make it attractive to you, or keep it the way that suits them best and pay the price of not having you be a full, or perhaps any, part of it. You are the master of your fate here. Play honestly, play in a way that expresses what you believe, do that, and don't let anyone tell you you're wrong. Great points, especially for newer players who are looking to get involved, and even midline players, or even, you know, this is an article for all players. No matter what level you are, if you're looking to get involved in something, take what he says here to heart and have a read through this article. Again, if you want to get involved in something, make sure it's something that's going to make your enjoyment of the game better. Remember, you are the person doing the purchasing here. You are not the salesperson. So if somebody offers you an opportunity and you're not sure it's right for you, don't feel bad about saying no. And if you do think it's right for you, get in there, get involved, and, you know, let's have a little bit of fun at the same time. Another great article that came out was called War Review, Phoenix Titanium Colony Defeated. And this is an interesting point because it speaks to the fact that Phoenix has, for all intents and purposes, lost all of its titanium regions. And if you don't know about this article, you definitely want to check it out. It's by I don't want to say a new player, but certainly an up-and-comer in the CPF who is Auk Rest and his newspaper, New Era Times. I must be honest, I have not had an opportunity to see a lot of writing from Auk Rest. However, I'm definitely excited by what I'm seeing here. It was a really well-constructed article. It's not terribly long. It speaks to some very factual information. And it's just, for me, it's very interesting to see this article, if only because it speaks to the fact that Phoenix no longer has any titanium regions, and we all know that in V2, titanium is going to be a critical piece of the equation because it's going to be a part of tanks and so on and so forth. So it's just, I found this article really interesting because it helped me to understand what's going on the war front and, you know, again, get a perspective on, you know, on the fact that, Phoenix doesn't have any titanium regions, and we all know what that means. If they don't have any right now, you can bet your boots they're going to go and try and find some, and lo and behold, we have two of them. So I don't know if Auk Rest is playing Kreskin here and trying to tell us that perhaps our fate isn't as safe or as comfortable as we'd like to think, but it is a great article, and it is well worth checking out, and I think you'd be quite impressed to continue reading his articles, because if this is a sample of what we can expect coming forward, I think we're going to be very excited about what we see. So that wraps up Around the Horn, and I want to take us right into the next section, because we're talking about titanium regions and talking about war and Phoenix and so on and so forth. So I want to jump right into news for noobs, and I want to talk about the war front and fighting. If you are a new player, here's the thing. Fighting barehanded, fail. Not the greatest way to go about getting the job done. Here's the thing. If you want to go and participate and get involved in the fighting piece, you got a lot of options available. One of the things you could do is go and join a private militia and have some weapons supplied to you, which is one great option. You could go and check out the Canadian Armed Forces Rangers and essentially join the CAF, which will see to it that weapons are supplied to you. You could join any one of the numerous political party private armies, the Praetors or the Paradoxian Guard or, you know, so on and so forth, and have some weapons supplied to you. Or you could always rely on the generosity of many Canadians. And if, I'm sure if you PM a senior or a higher-level player and tell them, hey, you want to help out a little bit here, you could probably get your hands on some weapons. I'll even throw out one of the companies right now, Pay It Forward Titanium, which is my particular company's part of the Pay It Forward Foundation. If you're a new player and you're looking for weapons and I've got some to supply, I've got some sitting around, I'm more than happy to give them to you, because that's what charitable organizations are all about, and there are companies out there that do that kind of thing. And, you know, it's important as a new player that if you're going to go out and participate in the fighting piece, you want to make sure you've got some weapons in your hand. Now, here's the next thing. You go out and you do your fighting. Do not fight below 40 wellness, because that is just not cool. It's going to prevent you from being able to fight any further, and it's going to make your wellness really low, and you're going to have a hard time getting it all back. So here's the thing. Fight down no lower than 40 wellness. At the end of the fighting, make absolutely certain that you click on that hospital, the hospital hyperlink on the screen, and go and visit the hospital and click the heal button, and make sure you gain back as much wellness as you possibly can. In a Q5 hospital region, this means that you'll be able to get back 50 wellness. So when you're done fighting, make sure that that you click that that heal button. So there you go. Make sure you got some weapons. When you're done fighting, make sure that you click on the hospital hyperlink and that you get yourself some wellness, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to make sure you're ready to go for the next time around and to continue fighting. Now, I promised I promised a good friend of mine that that I would mention a short blurb about his not-profit or not-for-profit company. And George Kirk, this one is for you. And for those who are listening to this, go and check this out. Either PM George Kirk, Adam is a friend, reach out to him, talk to him. Great guy. We got off on a bit of a wrong foot in the beginning, but I've come to respect him a great deal. He's got a lot of good stuff going on. His organization is the Canadian Death Services, and its company is the NFP Weapons Company. One of the great things here is that he's built almost 200 low-cost guns over just the last 6 days at an average price of $3.85 Canadian per. That's 50 cents cheaper than the national average based on the 10 cheapest manufacturers out there. This is a great organization for a senior player who's looking for a way to do some charitable activity to give back to the game. Perhaps consider investing a little bit of gold or Canadian into George Kirk's operation. If you're a newer player, This is a great guy to contact if you're looking for a way to maximize the money that you're making. And as, when you've got low skill levels in manufacturing, construction, or whatever it is you're in, and you don't have a lot of money to spare, this is a great way to make sure that every dollar you earn is maximized if you have to purchase yourself some weapons. So definitely check this guy out. Check out his org. Again, it's George Kirk. You can PM him. You can add him as a friend. Strongly suggest you check that out because, again, I think he's got a lot of good things on the go. And I think it's very exciting anytime we have an organization that is trying its best to help help e-Canadians. Now, hometown heroes. The whole purpose of this particular section is to profile an e-Canadian. You know, and it doesn't have to be a high-profile e-Canadian because we're going to cover e-Canadians of all shapes, colors, sizes, levels, you name it. We are going to cover each and every one of them. And the idea here is to introduce you to an e-Canadian who, you know, who you may not have met before. And even if you have met them, maybe this is a great opportunity to reach out to them, do a friend ad, something along that line, and kind of get to know them a little bit better and help make this big electronic world that we're all existing in kind of bring it all together a little bit closer so we can all be that much closer to each other. So today I'm going to profile Karsten Skerries, and I'm going to tell you why I'm profiling him. First and foremost, if you like the cool little graphic that we have there for Northern Exposure, you can thank that man right there. Karsten Skerries, if nothing else, and spelled last name S-K-E-R-I-E-S. First name is Karsten, K-A-R-S-T-E-N. Graphics artist extraordinaire. His work is all over eRepublic. You'll see it in all kinds of places. His ability to put together avatars and logos and designs and all kinds of really cool stuff. This guy has he's a whiz kid when it comes to graphic arts. Some of the things you might want to know about Karsten is he is a 7-time Hard Worker Medal winner. He is a 4-time congressman, a 3-time Super Soldier Medal winner. He is a former party president of the Democratic Action League. And if that hasn't impressed you enough, he is also an officer in the Canadian Armed Forces. Karsten is a level 20 player, and again, he's one of our senior citizens in this game. I know I kind of make you feel old, even though I'm a lot older than you, my friend, but in e-life anyway, you, sir, are a senior citizen. So, Karsten Skerries, a very important, contributing, and friendly e-Canadian. One of those people that if you're a newer player and you need to get some information or you just want a little bit of help or kind of getting your figure out where you are, what's going on, this is the guy you can trust. I would trust Karsten with my life. He's a really great guy. He's very friendly and very easy to get along with. So, again, if you're looking to reach out to somebody or make friends with somebody who might be able to help you figure out this game a little bit more, or if you're established and just looking to expand your friends network, this is a guy you might want to consider adding to your friends list. So, definitely check him out, PM him, add him as a friend. You know, Karsten Skerries, I want to thank you, my friend, for putting together the very cool avatar that I get to call Northern Exposure. It is, you never cease to amaze me when I send you a couple of comments saying, here's what I'm kind of looking for. You know, what do you think? Can you throw something together for me? And like a half hour later, I've got this really awesome design. So, that being said, rapid fire. This is going to be hands down one of my favorite parts of this podcast, and that's going to be sending out 10 totally random questions to an e-Canadian and seeing what kind of responses I get back. And I thought I'd start with the iconic and never ceasing to fail in terms of providing entertainment. I picked on the Salty Dog, and I sent him 10 questions, and I'm going to run through them with you, and I'm going to give you his answers, and I won't edit them because, you know, it just wouldn't be right. So my first question to Salty Dog, peanut butter or jam? Now, his response, peanut butter. But he gives an explanation. He says peanut butter because it has protein. So I guess he's not really a jam lover, not a big sugar guy, but you know what? He is definitely the peanut butter solution. So peanut butter because it has protein. Question number two, if you could have just one CD on an island, what would it be? Now, I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing this, so if I get this wrong, Salty, maybe you can do the Hooked on Phonics version in the remarks section. Thick Nat Han, The Present Moment, and that's the CD, and he says, if you're on an island, you might as well get comfortable with yourself. So don't know that CD, don't know that group, but I'm definitely going to be checking them out because Salty says they're cool, they got to be cool. Question number three, fast food or fast women? We asked Salty fast food or fast women, and the survey says fast food. Cheaper, and you know what you're getting every time. Love that answer. Absolutely love it. Question number four, daytime or nighttime? And Salty says, nighttime. The best time to think is when everyone else is asleep. Interesting. Never really thought about it that way. His favorite fruit. And he says, mangoes. Nothing says fruit like mangoes. Question number six, the person you would most like to slap with a large trout in IRC. Because we all see the whole, you know, slap so-and-so with a large trout. So I thought, all right, I got to ask Salty who'd he most like to slap with a large trout in IRC. And the answer is Duke Leto. And the explanation is he whines too much. So Duke, you know what? If nothing else, you got to mention on here. So that's pretty cool. Question number seven, what type of humor do you enjoy most? And not surprising at all, the answer is dry and barbed. And he says, if you want an example, check out Zach Galifianakis. And I don't know this particular comedian, but I'm definitely also going to check that out. I asked Salty your favorite flavor of ice cream. And the answer I got was chocolate. And he says, because there's more flavor. And speaking of chocolate, I thought I'd ask him, white or dark chocolate? And the response I get was, dark, I'm racist. So I get to question number 10, and this will wrap up rapid fire with Salty. Hollywood films or indie films? And I got, whatever has a compelling story, both can fall into that category, just as both can miss the mark completely. So there you have it, folks. Rapid fire with Salty Dog. 10 questions, totally random. And if you want to know a little bit more or you want to comment a little bit further on that, give him a call and on the PM there and shoot him a message and, you know, ask away. But, again, a lot of fun asking those rapid-fire questions. I always like to see what I can kind of come up with in my own mind is what those 10 questions are for. So, E-Canadians, keep your eyes and your ears open because you just might one day log in and find a set of rapid-fire questions in your inbox. So if you do, have some fun with it. Shoot me back a reply. And I'll be sure to include you in the week's podcast. So, moving right along to They Said It. And again, I've tried to pick out five interesting, different, funny comments that I happened to trip across as I was reading through the articles. And yes, I read a ton of newspapers in this game. And I read a lot of articles. So I get an opportunity to learn a lot about all the different writers. But I also get to see some really funny comments at times. Now, this week, kind of a slow week except for my number one, and we'll get to that one at the very end because I think it was hands down one of the funniest things I had seen all week. However, the top five comments that I could find, and these are just my opinions, so if you find something funnier out there, throw it in the comments section, share it with everybody, because Lord knows in this game, with the way things are these days, we could all use a really good laugh. So let me throw that out there for you. Here is comment number one from Tim Young. He says, I demand Q6 women. Q5 are not good enough for me anymore. Tim, I don't know, man. If I could find a Q5 woman, maybe I could comment, but I haven't found one, so if you need Q6 women, you're doing a lot better than me. In the Addie Lawrence comment, Addie Lawrence made a comment in his own article, in his announcement for country president. I kind of cornered him with a couple of questions. Maybe I shouldn't say cornered, but I threw out a couple of questions out there looking to see what kind of answer I would get. And so, Addie Lawrence, when you're cornered on a question, this is the response I get. It's called foreplay, Acacia. Wait for it. Addie, I don't know what foreplay is anymore. I've been married for far too long, so the only foreplay I'm getting these days are in your news articles, my friend. So I'll take all the foreplay I can get. I also found a comment by Cypher Rawl, and it was just kind of interesting because it speaks to the legal situation we have going on here. It was kind of interesting. He says, P.S. at Tem, yes, buddy, that's right. I think you were guilty of a crime and deserve to be punished. Friend or not, law is the law, but the law needs to be fixed. And you know what? Cypher's trying to fix it because it speaks to that whole TNS revolution thing that he's got going on. So I thought that was a really cool comment because it speaks to what he's trying to do and he's keeping true to himself, and I think that's awesome. Dis Mortis. This guy I don't think likes me too much. And that's okay, because you know what? I kind of feed off people who don't like me. They kind of get me excited because it gives me something to think about, have some fun with. And James McNamara had released an article announcing that the Penguin was running for country president, which is pretty exciting. I've never seen a Penguin as a country president. However, there's a first time for everything. And he released a mock cabinet list. And of all the positions that were in there, Dis Mortis decided, one of them was missing. And he says, don't forget Acacia Mason as Minister of Rage Quitting within a week. Oh, Dismortis, I love you anyway, no matter what you think of me. But that's, you know, I thought it was kind of funny anyway, but that's all right. It's all good at the end of the day. So I'll definitely roll with that. Now, that being said, I've been the Attorney General for over a week now. So I don't know, Dismortis, I'm not sure I'm the Minister of Rage Quitting within a week anymore. Might need to find someone else for that one. I've been the AG for more than a week, my friend. So, but good try nonetheless. My number one all-time favorite comment that I found in the They Said It section, I have to give this to Canada's own, well, was Canada's own, now member of Denmark, a Danish citizen, Octavian F., in which he says, E-Canada loves its soap operas. Now the question is, will Leto confess his love to Acacia Mason only to find out that he is secretly engaged to General Coda, who only wants to marry him for the publicity in order to oust Nia Milosu and become the first female president of E-Canada? Or will Spencer McGee accidentally confess his wet dreams about TFD and make Taiwan Panda cut himself when he finds out that the DAL minions and steam Soviet trolls are moving and taking currently owned CPF troll land back from them? Who knows? In E-Canada, anything goes. And indeed, when it comes to the comments in some of these articles, anything does go. Very, definitely, hands down, my opinion this week, the funniest comment I read. Octavian is never at a loss for coming up with something that either makes my head spin, my blood boil, or makes me laugh out loud. It's usually one of the three. Either way, he evokes a very strong response from me every time he writes something. So congrats on making my number one funny comment in the They Said It section of this podcast. So that takes us over to This and That, a hodgepodge of my own personal thoughts and comments on whatever topic I decide for the weekend. You know what? I've kind of decided to, I think for this weekend, and I'm going to keep it short because I don't want to, you know, make a long-winded, too long, didn't read type of podcast for this section of the podcast. Anyway, I want to keep things fun. I want to talk to, or just quickly anyway, about the series of articles that came out that were called The Great Debate. And it's interesting because they brought a really interesting response right across the board. There were some who were strongly for them and really supported that, and there were other people who were not so supportive. Duke Leto. And, you know, felt that perhaps they were starting to get on their nerves, Duke Leto. And nonetheless, those people who did take the time to read through the Great Debate articles, and there were some really good articles released, and it was speaking to the judicial system that we have on the forums. And I'm not going to stick my hands into the cookie jar and say, hey, it should be this, it should be that. What I am going to say, though, is anytime we can get some of the, I guess, good role players and good game players who are also good writers together to start sharing ideas and debating the system for what it is right now, I think that's a win for E-Canada, no matter how you slice it. If we don't question the status quo, if we don't push back, if we don't present new ideas, we're never, ever going to move forward. So this was definitely exciting for me to see these articles being released and seeing the ideas being presented and the counter-arguments and so on and so forth. If you haven't seen these articles, check them out. A lot of thought, effort, time, energy went into writing them. The thoughts are provocative. The ideas are interesting and fresh. The counter-arguments are cohesive and coherent. And I think it's a great way to spur a debate around something that has, for some time now, caused quite a controversy. So if you've got the time and you're not doing too much and you're looking to, you know, to get into something that's a little more interesting and perhaps even, you know, get your hands in molding the system for what it could be in the future, check out the Great Debate articles. Congress elections are coming up, and this is an opportunity for the incoming Congress people to take the ideas that were presented in the Great Debate articles, take them into Congress, and see if there's a way to help reform and reshape the judicial system. Again, if you haven't checked them out, definitely go and check them out. They're worth the read. Some of them are long walls of text, but you know what? There's some great ideas in there. You just got to pick through them to find the gems. So that for me is this and that. Closing quote, closing poetry. In this section, I'm going to give credit to Duke Leto, who kind of made me stop and say, you know what, this is a pretty good idea, because Duke Leto wrote a piece of poetry, and as a result, in the comment section, we started to see a bunch of rhymes and poetic pieces kind of thrown in, helter-skelter. And it made me stop and think, you know what, from an enrichment perspective, that's kind of cool. We should check that out a little bit, maybe throw in something at the end. So for all of you fiction readers out there, I don't know if you're familiar with an author named Dean Koontz. He's a great fiction writer. One of the things that makes Dean really, really interesting is that for years, ever since he started writing, and I've read almost all of his books, he's a staple in my library, he created a fictional book called The Book of Counted Sorrows. Now, this book was always in the artist's prologue, or probably the author's prologue, or whatever the case may be, and it always included maybe a couple of line poems here and there, so on and so forth. If you Google The Book of Counted Sorrows, you will find a whole collection of these little original poetic pieces, and some of them are quite intriguing, quite a lot of fun. Anyway, I'm going to share with you just a quick little four-liner that comes from The Book of Counted Sorrows, and you definitely want to check this out if you're into that kind of thing. I've left it in several articles. It's almost become a catchphrase of mine, but anyway, it goes like this. In the real world, as in dreams, nothing is quite what it seems. And in four simple lines, Dean Koontz makes us step back and go, So if you want to know more about The Book of Counted Sorrows, hop onto Google, type in The Book of Counted Sorrows, and you will find a whole host of websites dedicated to this fictional book of poetry, which, again, a lot of fun, very interesting, kind of cool, maybe not so cool if that's not your thing, but who knows, never know until you try, right? Anyway, that is it for this episode of Northern Exposure. This, of course, is the first and inaugural entry into this podcast. It can only get better if you tell me what you like and what you don't like, what you'd like changed, what you'd like kept, blah, blah, blah. So there's a whole comment section right below this article. Use it. Comment away. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, doesn't matter. Tell me what you think. Share your ideas. This is all for you, eCanada. I do this because you enjoy it. I have a lot of fun doing it. And I can only make it fun for you if you tell me what it is that makes it fun for you. I want to thank you for listening. This has been a podcast of Acacia Mason, and this has been Northern Exposure. Have a good day. I'm so weightless, I can touch the sky. It's like we're on a roller coaster. Body's saying